bailing out in trouble, lost the football.
You're going to see McKinney struggling to the outside, and right up the middle again is Tommy Harris.
Third and 13, far pressure. Now he lost the football, and now the Bears have it. Israel Adonijah, the pressure. Tommy Harris, the recovery.
Intercepted inside the 10. It's Tommy Harris. Mark Anderson applied the pressure and forced the Stafford turnover.
This is a quarterback's nightmare.
Oh, those Tommy Harris highlights are good to hear, aren't they?
Love him.
He was a menace out there in his prime, and he joins us right now on 720 WGN. This is The Beat. Adam Hoge, Mark Carmen, and Jared Payton here with you till 6 o'clock. Tommy, what's going on? Good to hear from you.
What's up, folks?
Tommy, what are you up to these days? We, of course, haven't heard from you for a few years now on the football field, but I understand you're up to plenty in your life as you transition to life after football.
Oh, man, I've just been, you know, finishing school and getting to some entrepreneurship ideas, but just keeping myself busy.
Tommy, are you still involved with the 8-count boxing? I hear that you're building the next generation.
No, but yeah, we got a little boxing gym out there in Georgetown, Texas. We're creating great fighters and just building great people. And also doing a venture with CopSync, where we're merging all the cops on one software where they can share information. And we can also put it in high schools and hospitals also. So everything, my time's been pretty busy and just speaking, been able to speak in a lot of good places. Just came from Capitol Hill speaking. Spoke at the United Nations the week before on a peace treaty for Trust and Protect. So I've just been, you know, keeping myself busy, man.
Tommy, how hard was it? I mean, when, you know, I've seen a lot of guys after football, I mean, especially even with my dad, not really knowing or having kind of this a passion for anything else when football is all that you know. Did you find it difficult after football, or were these things that are going on right now things that you already envisioned before you stopped playing?
No, I was always trying to set myself up. I had, fortunately, I had two cousins that were first rounders that went before me, and I had a chance to see them and how their time was after football and were they prepared or were they situated. So I always had it gave me a chance to be already prepared for situations. And, I mean, mine was a little difficult because I left football because I was grieving. My wife passed and I didn't come back. So mine wasn't. It was total. I don't really know that I had to grieve twice, I guess. So, but I've had some good people around me that helped me transition, and especially finishing business school in Miami and getting in the network with all those people was just a big and pivotal for my life.
When your wife got sick, it was super sudden, correct? You were on a flight back landing in Austin. You got a call that your wife had a stroke and she was in Oklahoma, and you had a guy that you had met on the flight who was able to hook you up with a private jet to get you there. Is that accurate?
Yes, sir.
I mean, and then to sort of get through the grieving process, I guess you sort of took to boxing and getting your emotions out by hitting the heavy bag. Is that accurate too?
Yeah, man. So boxing became like one of my greatest outlets. The place I got a chance to, I didn't really trust too many people. I just begin to just know that you could tell a bag everything, you know, whatever you're dealing with, and it's fair. You know, that's what it was built for. So I would take people in and I would just teach them through classes just how to change, transfer anger and transfer emotions, transfer feelings, and to put it in something that's, you know, that can't hurt it, you know, and that's what I try to do. I get all exertions out of feelings, emotion, and send people on a clean slate.
I know everything, and it sounds just like you're super busy right now, but how much do you miss football?
Not at all, man. I just miss the locker room. I think when I found out that I could make that same money without saying ouch, that's when everything became a lot. Like, I realized what I was in football and how much of when the game stopped and when it became a business. So I look at it totally different, man. I'm thankful for the opportunity. I'm thankful for what it's allowed me to do financially, and I don't miss it at all, though.
And we're talking to Tommy Harris, former Bear, 3-time Pro Bowler, one of the better players that played for the Bears in the Lovie Smith era. And Tommy, I think your story certainly has some unique wrinkles, especially with you having to grieve with the passing of your wife. But in terms of your football career, I think there's a lot of players that go through that and have some success and then see it, whether it's injuries or other things that happen in life, have it end so quickly and so suddenly. And I remember thinking back at the end of your career, I didn't expect it to end as quickly as it did, but that's a common theme in football and with the NFL. And you mentioned, okay, maybe you don't miss it as much now because you realize that you could make money in other ways. But what's your advice to maybe players that are in the league now? Because I'm not sure that all of them maybe realize that as quickly as maybe you did.
My advice is that I heard from Richard Seymour told me when I first got in. He said, Tommy, this game is about M&Ms. It's making as much money as you can and making as much memories as you can. And that's what the game is about, man. It's a short opportunity to make as much money as you can to start your own empire, or one day to build your own football team, or one day to be beyond a product, right? Like, we're just stocks. That's what guys need to understand that's playing in the league. You're a stock. That's all you are, and you have an opportunity to make your stock be remembered and be a long stock for a long time, or you could just be one short or one that had power for a little and drop. But it's an opportunity. It's a small opportunity. You make the best of it, and don't think that that's all of your life. That's just a bit. That's your first part of business. You just became a businessman when you got drafted. So handle your business, make as many memories as you can, and suck up as much money as you can that you can start your own empire one day. That's how it rolls.
Tommy Harris bringing the real deal right here on 720.
Serious.
WGN. Tommy, what happens if a parent comes up to you and says, hey, I got kids. They want to play football. I'm not sure if I should let them. Where do you come out on that? I know you have children of your own.
I just took my son out of football. And I don't believe that your baby should play before he starts lifting weights. If you can't lift weights on that neck or put stuff, well, it didn't make sense for me, because I'm saying my son doesn't get a scholarship from any of this. I don't know what it does for him besides the fathers yelling and their egos get involved, but I'd rather just train my son, build him up, keep him in flag leagues, let him wrestle, do little tough, keep him tough, but then when it's time to, when they can start carrying weight on him or I don't know. I don't know. My son's not playing until he's 13, or 13 or 14.
I mean, that's the same conversation, Tommy, that I had with my four-year-old yesterday, who was watching videos of his grandpa. I told him, listen, you can play flag all you want to, but there's going to be a time you have to be at a certain age, and I think around 13, 14 years old before, this is – and just watching film, and you watch some of these hits, I mean, it's tough. My mom was sitting there saying,
it's unnecessary. I was just like, this is unnecessary, man. It's unnecessary, bro. And these guys aren't getting fined. Like, it's just, they're just repeating the same. I think if you don't get a scholarship for it, you shouldn't be doing it. If you ain't getting paid for it, you shouldn't be doing it. Because it is a business, and that's what we're being manipulated by early. This game. No, this is suffering. This is going to work. This is putting in work, risking your limbs and all this for entertainment. Like, get something out of the deal. Just don't go through it. That's on every level. And if my son can't get nothing out of the deal, he's not doing it.
Tommy Harris with us, former Chicago Bear. Do you think that Roger Goodell and company should try to make the game safe, or should they just have every football player that comes in from now on, you sign a waiver? Hey, football is dangerous. You may not be able to think. You may not be able to walk, but you're going to make a ton of dough, and you're making a decision to play this dangerous game. What do you think?
It's the same way that cancer tobacco products put on there. This may cause cancer after. Give me that warning, and then we can't complain if who's doing it. You see me smoking cigarettes back-to-back when I got a cancer lung on the outside of it. That's my fault if I continue to do that same thing. So it's like, give that person that instead of trying to make it, well, football is the greatest guys that do the greatest thing in the community, and they claim, don't give me that, man. Tell the other side of the story. And then we'll get the truth when guys come in the league. Well, you know you're signing up for this. You know you got to speak at every conference, and you know you ain't going to be able to say all what you want to say when you're in this locker room, and you know you tell that story of it. But everybody's convinced because they're throwing big dollars that they're wealthy. No, man, you're not wealthy. Wealthy is what can last you after what in your life is going right, right? Like everything that's going right in your life, you say is good. When it goes bad, you say, this is a bad day, or it's a – no. Bro, wealth is when you can come from a place beyond cash value. I say this to everybody. 90% of everybody is living off of a bank statement, what their account says. And if their account doesn't say this number, you'll get a whole nother person the next day. So I tell everybody out there, man, find the true wealth that's stored up in your breathing, that's stored up in every day, because every man is on a one-day contract.
Some real talk right now from Tommy Harris here on 720 WGN.
That's the truth.
And so when you look back on it, Tommy, and there's been plenty of documentation about, you know, whether or not the NFL lied or if they just withheld information. Do you feel like in your time coming up playing football that you were told the complete truth about the dangers of the game? And would you have done anything differently if you had possibly known what you know now?
No. And the reason why is because you tangle money in front of a kid that's never had anything. I'm not trying to hear what they talk about. I'm trying to get to that money. And that's where we were caught in. But now, the same way everybody thinks police been shooting her, and that's high around the world. That's been going on. It's just that we've become more aware of it. And that's what's happening with our kids now. We've become more aware of the tragedies of football. We've become more aware of the stories that happen that aren't just Hall of Famers or guys in it. We've become more aware of it. And I think the more you're aware of it, the more there should be a hope for change. And I think that's where we're at, just making people aware of the – and now it's for each his own if he goes and take that risk.
Now being out of football and just hearing some of the real talk that you're spitting to us right now, how much do you watch the game? Do you still follow the game as closely as when you were playing?
No, man, I watch Peanut. I watch Carolina and Peanut's playing. I watch my teammates, like Peppers. I see Robbie go. I like to see his highlights. I just like to see the rest of the stuff is like that's left. I can't relate to that. I didn't have nothing to do with it. So it's like these are the last guys, Larry Fitzgerald. I'm finishing out my chapters with them. So I see the guys that I remember playing with it, and that's the rest of my – the rest is like in blurs. I don't know about all these new kids or what they're doing or – I know the old heads that are finishing through.
What do you think about – I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was about to tell you a secret, but I'm done.
Oh, no. I want to hear the secrets, Tommy.
Go ahead.
I want to hear the secrets, Tommy.
Tommy, they're going to kill me.
I'm playing, bro.
Well, tell me a secret. What do you think of Brian Urlacher's new hair?
Oh, it's wonderful. I love the comb over. It's wonderful.
Come on, tell us how you really feel.
Hey, but he knew when to do it, though. He knew he had to be out of that locker room.
Oh, yeah. That never would have flown in that locker room back in the day.
Yeah, man.
Tommy, it's great to hear from you. It's great to hear that you're having some success and finishing up school.
Some success. Sounds like you're going to be running the world. You sure you want to jump in this presidential election? Because most people aren't happy with any of the candidates, Tommy. If you want to go, I will back you.
Man, I got you, man. I got you. And if I appreciate you guys, bro.
And if you need a vice president, I'm right here with you, man. We can do this thing.
Hey, I'll be the vice and you can be the head, right?
That's
the real power, the vices.
Okay.
Peyton and Harris. You got our votes right here.
Hey, that sounds like a bank, don't it?
It does sound like a bank. Let's do this.
Yes, sir.
Great stuff, Tommy. Right, it's good to hear from you.
Appreciate you guys.
All right, Tommy Harris.
Wow, we might have to digest all that.
I think we need to digest it. Get your reaction at 312-981-7200. And I think we need to take some of that and bring it back later on in the show as well. That was some tremendous stuff from Tommy Harris.
Hashtag one day contract. We're all on it.